Yeah, k'maseihu b'chayil, kach maseihu b'shabbos. Or maybe a little before that. By the tzduki, he picked up his hand, and they told him to raise his hand because he would pour it on. He didn't want to pour it in the other sval. He poured it on his feet. And v'ragmu kalam b'segem. They all stoned him with their strike. The Mishnah writes, k'maseihu b'chayil, kach maseihu b'shabbos. Just like they do in the weekday, they do it on Shabbos also. This nisach hamayim. Elo shayim emalei me'ev Shabbos. They would fill it up from Erev Shabbos already because they couldn't carry. So they would fill it up from Erev Shabbos. Chavish Azov, she'ena mikudeshes min ha'shiluach. Chavish Azov, that's not mikudesh from shiluach. Umanicha belishka. And they put it in a lishka. And they put it in the lishka and they kept it there over Shabbos. They didn't want to carry. We said the first part of the Mishnah was that they carried it from Mayan ha'shiluach. Ovid, they didn't want to carry it from Mayan ha'shiluach. So they went ahead and brought it already before Shabbos. And therefore, they were able to use it on Shabbos. Nishbecha, let's say it spilled, or nizgalsa, it means overnight it spilled or it got revealed. It means it was supposed to be covered. And it got uncovered. Hayimamale, they didn't use that water anymore. Hayimamale menakia. They would fill it up from the water from the kia. They didn't have it, they didn't use the water from the meshluch. They filled up new water from the kia. Why? Why can you use water which was uncovered? Water or wine that's uncovered is possible to be put on the mizbeach. What's the pshat? So Rashi explains that with chayshish that a snake came and put some poison in it, and that's going to be part of the amount of the water that you're looking to put on the mizbeach. So therefore, you're missing part of the shear. So medla. So you're not allowed to leave it uncovered overnight.
Where
did
a snake come from
our eyes? Yeah, well, why not?
It was swept clean.
Underneath, overnight, when it was... you see, chashash ba'amim. Hashem would allow it. Maybe he's still at the Bayi Sheni and they were in a bad situation.
It could be the death came, but the death was ba'amim.
Yeah. So this is what today, are we chayshish for this or not? That's a big shayla. Right. I'll be parches, we're not chayshish anymore, you're allowed to have things open. But still some people are makbid. The Gaon was very makbid. There are people that are makbid.
Like what?
Huh?
Like what?
Like some, today they even sell covers for negelvasa.
So, how much of this venom would be in there, maybe that wouldn't be...
Doesn't matter, if it's a little bit.
Oh, no, this is because it's not the shoe.
Right, this is because it's
the
shoe.
So why do you need
the
negelvasa?
No, because the mice are chayshish for that. So once you chayshish for that... Oh, you mean, that's what most people aren't. Kiddush.
When do you have something that has a shear requirement, the ear fruit, maybe?
No. Now it's Hatzakana. Then it was, we're saying over there, no one drank it, so maybe we have to come with this new time of shear. But today it's Hatzakana. How do you know that they blew? What was this whole, we started, the Mishnah said that when they came and they brought the water, they blew a shayfa. Why did they blow a shayfa? So we actually said in the Mishnah, because of simcha. How do you know this? After mayim besasim, when you bring the water, you should be besasim simcha. So you should have simcha. So therefore, we see that you need simcha. Blow the shofar. So the mahani trei mini do two apikarsim. Chad shmei sasim, the chad shmei simcha. One was named sasim, one was named simcha. I'm the sasim and simcha. I know a different minach. Sasim told simcha, I'm greater than you. I'm better than you. The chsiv sasim, the simcha, yasigus. It says sasim first, then it says simcha. So I'm greater than you. Amalei simcha l'sasin. So simcha tal sasin. I'm greater than you. Dechsev sas simcha v'sasin la'yudim. So it says for simcha. So you see, simcha is greater than sasin. Amalei sasin l'simcha. So sasin tal simcha chad yoyma shavkuach. One day they're going to leave you. They're going to throw you down from Shemayim. And v'shavyach pavanka. And they're going to make you chase. You'll be like in head. You'll be chasing everyone. He was making some jokes out of him. They were apikarsim. You mean how they know? They knew chumash.
No,
they believe in chumash. So that's what he said. So they're going to throw you down the chsiv. Kiva simcha seitzeyu. You're going to go simcha. They're going to follow you. You're going to lead the island. Amalei simcha l'sasayin. So simcha l'sasayin. Chad yem l'shavkuch. One day they're going to throw you down the shemayim. Umalu bach maya. And they're going to fill the water with you. They're going to fill the water with you. So there was a min, the Shmei Sasa, and the Apikayas, that his name was Sasa. And he told Rabbi Avoh, Asidisu de tamnu limayil alma. The tamnu limayil. I'm going to fill the world with water. The asid, the alma de asid. The future world, I'm going to fill with water. The shafta mayim besasan. My name is Sasan. So shafta mayim, they're going to take the water from me.
The article catches the other way that everyone's going to give me water.
Yeah,
Tamalali. Oh, Tamalali, right. Yeah, that's right. Tamalali mayim la alma. Everyone's going to give me water. So he says, Amalai. Not sure. Tamaluli.
They're going to fill to me.
Okay. Yeah. Amalai yavik siv lisasayin kitagamit. If it would say lisasayin, that would say, hafsidach siv bisasayin. You're going to be giving them, what are they going to do? Guda, meshavina le guda malina be maya. Which means like, we'll take off the skin from you and you're going to be like the pitcher where they're going to have the water in and you're going to be filling out from your pitcher into them. So we're going to use you, bisasa, with your body, that's what we're going to be filling up. That's what you're going to be filling other people. You're going to be giving other people. Yeah, the Mishnah said, Allah bakeves ufana l'smayla. He went to his left. Tana abana. Kala oilam l'mizbeach, oilam derech imin. Anyone that went up to Mizbeach, they went up derech imin. When they went up to Mizbeach, so they head towards the right. Here's the Mizbeach. And you went right away to your right side. And then you went all around the Mizbech and came down. How much was all around the Mizbech? Probably 100 amas, not more. You're talking about 200 feet. So even if you had something to do right here, let's say, you started from here and you went all around. Except for three times. And they came around to the left. Besides for these three times, they went up right to the left. V'chayzin ala ekev. And they would come right back down. Which means, that's what we're saying this, because Nisach HaMayim, they were right on this left side. So they didn't want you to walk all around and come down, go all around for something which is right here. It's like this, they said, they gave you a hat that always you go meet your Mina. But over here, you went here and you came right back down.
Rashi says that there would be a problem if they
were all around. Yeah, because there would be a problem like this. What would be, huh?
It's called the water, man.
No, that's kind of good, but the Kainu was reason. They know how to do it. Because it would get full of smoke, and it would go ahead, and it would passel it, because throughout, you know how much smoke was going on top of the Mizbech, and burning all the kabanas, and everything was going on over there? And even if there was no kabanas, there always had to be fire on it. So therefore, it would passel the water. So therefore, they had to go ahead and they just rash right away. Yeah, whatever. Well, come on, let's go on.
By all this, there was no way, because when they went out to the Soviets, there was no way to go down except go backwards. So how come it doesn't say over there?
Okay. Just cover the cup.
Huh?
My name, just cover the cup.
Okay, alright. It's not mostly, they wanted to make it.
You never buy a fire, because when the smoke comes, You're not
going to
have it so tight that the smoke can't come in.
Okay. The Mishnah said that really originally, Reb Yehuda said that it was really Sid. It means it was Machlek. It's either the two Sfalim that they put in the wine and the water was silver, or it was made out of Sid. But still, it got dark, and it looked like it got dark from the wine, and it looked like silver, but it really wasn't silver. Zakti Gemara, Bishloim the Yayin Mashchim, but the Maya my Mashchim, the one that you put in the wine makes sense. That's why it's dark, because after all that wine, it gets dark. The Maya, but the one that you put in water, my Mashchim, why does it get dark? It's not dark. Zakti Gemara, Kivin the Amar Ma Iyo Shemayim Lesech Shayayin, Shayayin Lesech Shemayim Yotza. If you got mixed up, and this happens sometimes. Sometimes you put in water, the water into the wine one, and the wine one into the water.
Can't be, because we said yesterday that different size holes.
I understand, but during the week, where there was no mayim and yayim, you were able to mix it. still it's kasha. So mele asilishchure. So it did end up coming black. So therefore, if you do saying you're right, it was really sid, but it looked like kesef.
That didn't take much because they didn't do it most of the time. Most of the time, they're right. So just once in a while, so you have to make it black.
Yeah. Zakt Gemara umenekavim kemim beis chutmen. We said that there were two holes, and we said chutmen daken. One hole was wider than the other one. What's the pshat? So we said yesterday, because the yayin should end up falling the same time as the mayim. So the mayim had a thinner hole, and the yayin had a thicker hole. Like this, it's equal. Water drips quicker than wine. And like this, it's equal, and it'll end up at the same time. So let's get more. Let's say the Mishnah Abiyudi v'lo yabon. Not like the Abiyudi. The Tanan Abiyudi ayimet. Beluga ayimet nasach kol shemayna. That they would, that Rabbi Yehuda says that they used the lug all 8 days.
For the mayim,
right.
And the yayin was 3 lugs.
Right. The Rabbanon, they were the same, used the same amount. So if you use the same amount, why do you need a bigger hole and a smaller hole? If you use the same amount, it'll end up the same time. Or if Rabbi Yehuda says that there was more mayim, semela yayin, semela watz, I needed the hole bigger. Like this, if the hole was bigger, it'll end up the same time. But there are bonon that say that the hole is the same size, the water and the wine with the same measurement. So why do I need one hole bigger than the other hole?
We just explained, because they're different.
The Gemara's going to say that. The Gemara's going to say that. But the Gemara understood now that the reason why it was thicker is because it was so much more wine that it needed to be thicker. The Gemara's asking, so l'chay, it's coming out of you, the lay abonon. The t'nan, the b'yudayim, the b'lukay, the manatzik, the shemayna, the abonon, the k'adadin, it was the same much. The Gemara, fill the abonon. This is what we said earlier. Chamer is samach, maya kalish. Chamer is thick, wine is thick, and water is thin. Hachanai mistabat. Here, Rabbi Yehuda, if it's Rabbi Yehuda, rachav and katze islay. Rabbi Yehuda says it should be rachav and katze, not just av and dak. Much more than that. Rachav and katze is much wider and thinner. Islay, the tiny Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a shnei kishavos hayusham. There were two kelim over there, echad shamayim, echad shayayin. Shal yayim piya rachav. The wine, the mouth of the wine is wide. Shamayim pia katsa. Avendak is just like a minimal amount. Like Yehuda, you need much more because the wine had three times as much as wine, and wine goes slower. So you would need a wide opening, rachav shamayim, and pia shamayim pia katsa. Rachav shayayin and shamayim should be a katsa. Kshdei shiush name kam vasacha shmamino. The faket is going like the rabbanon. The mayav side was the water. The stuki poured it on his feet. They threw that astragim on him. That day, the mizbeach got epgam, got broke. They brought the salt. Actually, it says
they threw rocks at the astragim. That's why it's broke.
Yeah, Rashi really doesn't say that, but yeah.
The last word on the first.
Okay, the Gemara says this again. It means this again, and the Estregim was strong enough to break it. And they fixed it with this salt. Not that that becomes the hochshel avayda, because it has to be made out of whatever the mizbech is made out of. The chayshes or kesef and ground. It doesn't look good if the mizbeach has a hole. Shakom mizbeach she'ain loy kavesh.
And Rashi said
before that. Shakom mizbeach she'ain loy kavesh loy kan v'loy yisayit v'loy yivua. A mizbeach which is missing either a kavesh, a kan, yisayit, yivua. It's not cornered. Pasul avayda. So it was just there that it shouldn't look bad. Okay, Mitchum Kamara's a short number.
It wasn't for